You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Isaiah 60, verse 1, arise, shine, for the light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Our theme scripture for the month, I urge you to share it on your status, keep it on your profile, meditate upon it day and night, and the blessing of God's word be made manifest in our lives in Jesus' name. Today is Favor Thursday. We are here to pray, and our prayer today is centered on favor expressed in practical love. John 13:35 is our main scripture. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. If ye have love one to another. In reflecting upon this scripture, we see that God's favor over us must translate into practical love towards our neighbors, towards others. God's favor over us should translate into practical love towards others. John 13:35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. We need to always remember that it's God who has called us. We didn't call ourselves. We didn't also choose ourselves, because many are called, but few are chosen. To have the privilege to serve the Lord in the area of music is just a privilege. To be a believer is just by the grace of God that we've been called out from the world to be his own. Ephesians 2:8, it is not by works, lest any man should boast. It is just by the grace of God. It's a gift. The gift of God's grace to us. And by God's mercies, being chosen, Paul says that I am what I am by the grace of God. We are who we are by God's grace. So we shouldn't feel entitled. We must rather feel privileged. And out of this feeling of privilege, or out of being grateful and thankful, God's favor upon us must translate into loving others. Loving others. When you know that you are just privileged to be a child of God, you love, or you translate that gift also to others in the form of love. For God so loved us that he gave as his only begotten son. God's love towards us should translate through us as love to others. His favor must translate into love. It must never be that we, after all that we've experienced from the Lord, then we rather are wicked towards our neighbor. We are unkind towards our neighbor. It must never be. Jesus says that if anybody wants to see that we are truly children of God or we follow Jesus Christ, if anybody wants to see that we are Christians or we are believers, the only way they can see that is how we treat our neighbors, how we treat one another. If they can find love and not hatred and wickedness towards one another, then yes, we can see that. And when you even go to James, there are more scriptures there. How can you say you love the God who is unseen when your neighbor that you can see physically, you hate that person? So we need to make sure, and that's why we are here to pray today, because as for the flesh is weak. It's the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, that grants us the grace to display love towards one another and not wickedness. Because left to the flesh alone, it will be, you do me, I do you. Man overs. You met out the same treatment that others give to you. Met out the same, they don't greet you, you don't greet them. They hit your child, you give them double. That is what it is. Meanwhile, you know, scripture says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And so our warring is not with human beings. Even if they be agents, it's the powers behind them that we war against. But for the people, be it your aunt, your mother, your brother, your friend, and even our blood brothers and sisters in Christ, that's who a believer is. We are joint heirs in Christ. So then, our brothers and our sisters, our church, our ministry, wherever. If the person hurt you, maybe the person was in need, you give the person money, now, oh, pay me back. The more we go further, it's the more like we are going further into scripture, because at the end of the day, scripture doesn't even say that we should loan monies that we cannot give away. But for some reason, let's say, an example that you've helped someone when they were in need. But when it got to you, oh, your tongue-speaking brother or sister, when it got to your turn, that person says that, oh, no, I'm unavailable. The flesh in you will be waiting for the day that you can give it back to them. But the favor of God upon us by the leading of the Holy Spirit must translate into love, where love even covers a multitude of sins. And by then you see that correction comes, unity is restored. Then people see that, yes, we love one another. And so as we pray today, as you have gained understanding through God's word, we are praying our first prayer. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 3:8, we are praying that, Father in heaven, move me from mere words of love to deeds of love in Jesus' name. Grant me the grace to practice love and not just to be speaking love, but to practice it in Jesus' name. Please, let's begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Do nothing without you, we can do that. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to demonstrate love one to another in the mighty name of Jesus.
Father in heaven, move me from words of love to deeds of love in the name of Jesus. Let me live by my actions in the name of Jesus. That's what I said. Kayana Mashai, Makora Bashata, Masubaya, Mosheka, Makoska. Thank
Prayer. Bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ. So when we don't ignore, but we care about one another's burden and we put in efforts to help one another, that is fulfilling the law of Christ. Remember, Jesus told us the summation of the law is in loving the Lord and also loving our neighbor as ourselves. So we cannot ignore our neighbor. This year be a totally different year where we love on all levels, loving the Lord and also loving our neighbor as ourselves. And the Lord grants us wisdom to excel in both areas so that we do not err. Now we are praying, Father in heaven, help me to carry the burdens of others as an expression of your love. In Jesus' name, help me to carry the burdens of others as an expression of your love. In Jesus' mighty name, let's lift up our voices and begin to pray. Help us, Lord. Let us not be cold-hearted, Lord, when it comes to, Lord, the burdens of others. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. The Holy Spirit, touch our hearts. In the name of Jesus, that we know, Lord, it will be cold-hearted towards the burdens of others. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are praying our last prayer. We are praying our last prayer. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Father in heaven, show me whom to bless with acts of kindness. In Jesus' name. This is what we are praying, that the Lord would show us, would lead us, even in the showing of love and kindness to our brethren and our sisters. In the name of Jesus, the Lord lead us. The Lord lead us. The Lord lead us. Amen. When the Lord leads us, we will not fall into traps through acts of kindness. He will deliver us and he will use us as tools of change in the lives of others. So the Lord lead us. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Lead us, Lord, lead us, Lord, lead us, Lord, lead us, Lord, lead us, Lord. Showing us, Lord, even every area of we must show our acts of kindness. In the mighty name of Jesus, let our love, Lord, even be led by you. In the mighty name of Jesus, our acts of kindness, Lord, even be under your direction. In the mighty name of Jesus, what to do, when to do, when to act, what to act, what to act, or what to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God's word in John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This bold declaration, no man on earth except Jesus, the Son of the living God, could say this. He is the only way, and he's the only truth, and he's the only life. There is no other way beside him. Don't think that, oh, okay, then our God is so wicked. Please, once you have the opportunity, as to those who have not heard the gospel, the Lord will find his own way of reaching out to them. But if you have heard the gospel today, the opportunity to give your life to Christ Jesus, please don't turn away. Let God be God and you be you. Do your part. Accept him into your life and as he has promised in his word. The moment we believe in him, even those who believed on his name, he gave them the power to become sons of God. So you become a child of God, having access to eternal life. John 3:16. The moment you ask him to come into your life. So just say the short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I give you all the glory and I thank you for your mercies bestowed upon me this day. Lord, making me hear your word and your invitation. Today, I repent of my sins. Please forgive me of all my sins. And Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Be my King. The Lord over and ruler of my life forever and ever. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. My heart in you. Contact us via email info@glowministry.com or call or chat with us on this number 026-000-9090. God richly bless you.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.